You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, July 27th, 2005. And of course, I'm recording this show on Wednesday and posting it on Thursday. Do you think I need to keep saying that? I don't know. I think everybody's got it figured out by now. Today we are playing on Skype. We found a listener, David. And I'm not even sure where he's from or anything about him, but we are going to have a phone conversation through Skype with him and talk about all kinds of things. So let's have the phone call with David. And this is not the David of Dating with David. This is just a listener. You know there's like five Davids out there. Well, this is one of the Davids who happens to be on Skype. Hello?
Hello?
David?
Yes.
Well, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Although you'll probably have to turn the volume down on your computer.
Oh, you're echoing?
So that I don't hear the echo, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what, let me use the earplug.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, how are you?
Good. Just sitting here working.
Are you at work?
I work for myself, so I'm just taking a break to talk to you.
Very good. So let's get a little background information. You're a listener, and how long have you been listening to the show?
Almost as long as I've been listening to podcasts, which is about maybe 2 months.
Oh, that's cool. Very good. And we won't say where you're from, because actually I don't know where you're from, but let's get a little demographic. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
42.
42? Oh, that's not old at all. I'm 41.
No,
for some reason, I thought you were an older guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, wait a minute. You should be sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait a while. I'll get older.
Sorry. Well, and so will I.
And then it won't seem very old anymore.
Well, that's true. So what other podcasts do you listen to besides mine?
Wanda.
Of course, everyone listens to Wanda.
Yeah, that's the requirement. And John Ong.
Oh, yeah.
And I listen to UFN.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I'd have to look at my list to think of all of them. I kind of jump back and forth. I also listen to a bunch of tech podcasts because it has to do with what I do.
Now, the tech podcasts, are any of them Mac podcasts, Macintosh?
Well, no, because I live in a Windows world.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You're
so
forgiven.
It wouldn't do me much good.
No, probably not.
I actually made a foray into the Mac world when the... I don't suppose you wait just a moment while I take my cat to the other room, because he's really attention-starved all of a sudden. And
sure, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, just a moment. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. I could hear the kitty cat in the background.
Yeah, he's very sweet. He just gets very attention starved whenever I'm talking to someone and he doesn't see who I'm talking to.
Oh.
So he starts to get all upset. Anyway, when the makeup mirror iMac came out.
Oh, yes.
I bought one of them to see what was, because I thought that was just, you know, a really adorable looking thing. And I thought, well, this is a good time to try them out and see what this is all about. And this wasn't a very good experience. It was probably one of the earlier versions of the operating system, and I had lots of trouble, and I got introduced to the 14 different fingers you had to push on the keyboard in order to get something to happen.
Oh.
And then they told me 2 days after I bought it that I might have to send it in for repair, so I said,
oh man.
I think I'll just go back and we'll wait until this is all finished.
Was it running OS 10?
Yes, but a very early version. That, you know, they were like, every time they had an update, they were having a lot of trouble. It was very early in the OS 10 era, I think.
Yeah, I believe the earlier versions of OS 10 were not very good, but OS 10.4 right now is really good.
Yeah, so I think they're pretty solid. I don't think they're having that kind of problem anymore. It's just that, you know, a big part of my work is being totally familiar with what's going on with Windows. And if I were to just dump it and go into the Macworld, I would start losing that real quick, and then I wouldn't be able to help anybody and make money.
Exactly. So you got to stick where the money is.
Yeah, it's just too difficult for me. I'm definitely not the kind of guy that could get along with going with two different versions. I just have to. I'm a very single-minded person. So.
Well, that's cool. I think we can coexist with the Windows people.
Yes, it's a wonderful world. We can coexist. Everyone's getting along. Anyway, I'm not religious about it, so.
That's cool. So now let's see, for the listeners out there to get to know you a bit more, are you single?
Yes. I've cool. been for 5 years.
5 years? How come for so long?
I just love burying my soul to the whole world. Anyway, it was my one and only long-term relationship, and it ended not so happily, and I don't think I've really been willing to do that again.
So understandable.
I've been really concentrating on other things ever since then, not the least of which is trying to figure out maybe what part of that I played and not have that happen again later on.
Right.
Well, but he left me.
Do you date at all?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Very casually, very, very, I'm getting serious. It's more like friendships, I think.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just the way I'm comfortable with right now.
That's cool. Very cool.
This doesn't sound too boring.
No. I've got friends, as you've probably heard from the show, Dating with David. He, has a tough time finding guys to date and even just meeting guys. So, I mean, it's, we are all familiar with it.
To be honest, that's probably one of the bigger problems is, my life doesn't lend itself to being exposed to a whole lot of the people that I might end up dating. And so unless I was to, where do you go when you're back into your teens again, trying to figure out where do you go to pick up nice people?
Exactly. I know. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Well, I'm not lucky. I am lucky because the boyfriend found me, but I was single there for several years, longer than that, so I know. It's tough.
It's lonely.
It is lonely. Well, now, what about the online thing? Are you on, like, gay.com or anything like that where you can chit-chat?
I did that more in my, maybe 10 years ago before my first... I was with my partner for 5 years and before that. So it was, like, between when I was 32 and 37. Mm-hmm. That I was with him. So before that was when I did the online thing most of the time. I kind of burned myself out on that at that point. And then it just isn't very interesting anymore. I don't know. I guess maybe it feels kind of younger than I feel now. So.
Right. Well, yeah, I did the whole online thing too when I was much younger or before the boyfriend. But this year, even before the boyfriend, right before the boyfriend, I pretty much gave up on it. Just wasn't the thing anymore.
Competitive world.
Oh my God, yes. If you're not the skinniest, if you're not the best looking, if you don't have the biggest dick, I mean, forget it.
Oh, I know. It's really just, it's too much stress for me.
Exactly. So why put yourself through it?
And, part of the podcast, the great thing about the podcast is hearing some more quote-unquote normal people.
Well, that's what I consider myself, the ordinary queer cast. Just talk about crap.
Yeah, well, I clicked with that when I heard that. I thought, that's true. He's just like listening to... And John Hong is much like that, too.
He is.
He's very genuine and a really sweet guy. And you're both very, this is my day and this is the normal stuff we do. And,
exactly, because you know what? That's life.
That's what most people go through, right? It's
the exactly.
Other stuff that's the exception. And there's a little spice in there here and there. And it's really kind of nice to listen to because it makes you feel a little bit less alone.
So true. I actually thought the same thing when I first started listening to podcasts. I was like, oh my God. And I think the first one I listened to was John Ong. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's just telling us about his day, just like my day. I could do that.
Right. Yeah, he goes to work and takes it with him. And this is kind of cool. It's I don't want to say that's, you know, you tell your friends that, they don't know what a podcast is, and they look at you kind of like, oh, you poor thing, that's all you have.
But you know what? I don't tell any of my friends that I'm a podcaster.
Oh, really?
Because I just don't think they'd understand it.
No, you're probably right, unless they're one of those people that listens to it, then they wouldn't have the foggiest idea. They look at you like it's something out of, you know, that old science fiction movie.
It's true, because even like mainstream people that I work with have no clue what podcasting is. You know.
No, it's very new anyway. I mean, even to the initiated, it's really a rather new thing. So.
It seems really new still, but it actually feels old because I've been doing it since April, you know. So
yeah, well, it takes a certain mindset that I am familiar with to think that April's old. So, April's a long time ago.
Well, when you think of like in technology terms.
True, very true. What about you? What I mean, the mindset we have is very different than the average world. They just don't want to know how long it is before they have to worry about upgrading something.
And of course, as soon as you buy a computer, a couple of months later, there's a faster one out. So.
Yeah, it's like being on gay.com.
What is that about?
There's always a new model.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always a new model, but then there's always those old Windows PCs out there.
Gee, thanks.
You know what I mean.
My Windows 98?
Yeah.
Well, I try. You know, I manage to get up in the morning and things like that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of tough. If you work from home and you don't, like, have to get up at a certain time to go to work, then...
That's rough.
Yeah, that's really rough, I would think. That's kind of the way I am in the summertime. My schedule's not the same all the time. I sleep till 8 one day, get up at 6 the next, you know, until I get back to work, so...
Yeah, it is rough. It's rough for anybody who works themselves. And I get out a bit because I'm able to go see some local clients, but most of my clients are on the internet, so I, you know, they're all over the place, and I never even see them.
Yeah, that's actually kind of good.
Well, with some of them, I'm quite certain it is, but you know, they pay my bills.
So right. So, have you ever thought about doing a podcast since you've been listening?
You know, I did. First thing I thought of was kind of like what you said. I thought, well, I could do this, and then I thought, well. Do I really want to commit to do this? That's because I'm the kind of guy that sometimes I might overcommit to doing something, and if you don't do it often, then people start wondering where are you, and then nobody's going to listen anyway. So,
well, but you can always start out by saying I'll do this like once a week, you know.
Yeah, that's true, and I guess that I've kind of came to that point, and then I realized, well, let me let some of those things that are. I might have unique perspectives on kind of congeal in my mind before I just go out there and do what everyone else is doing. That's not a bad thing.
It's not,
but there's a lot of people doing it now. So
right, and there's a couple of brand new queer casts out there who, you know, basically rehash the same stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I guess it's just that it wouldn't interest me. Unless I was to do something that I was more passionate about. I've forgotten who it is that said that. It might have been Adam Curry, it might have been Wanda, or it might have been both of them. But if you have something that you're really passionate about or really interests you deeply, then you'll come up with the energy to do it. And there's bound to be somebody else out there that wants to hear it. So I thought, well, maybe I'll sit back and think about that for a while.
You should. Now, what kind of things would you talk about then?
No.
You want to save that?
I don't know if you want to open that can of worms.
Well, you could just give us a snippet or two.
Well, you might cut me off your program. I come from a somewhat, well, I don't want to say the background, because background is copping out. It's me. I'm a somewhat more conservative person than a lot of the gay people that I meet.
Okay.
And And as a matter of fact, I was just conversing with Wanda about this a little bit, and she just had a podcast, for Pete's sake, that almost touched on it, but there's just a lot of animosity, it seems like, right off the bat, when you say gay and conservative, or, you know, dare I say gay and Republican. Here's where you cut me off.
Are you a Republican?
I've been a Republican all my life, but you need to stop there for a moment and realize I'm very unhappy with him right now. I'm not all happy with my party at the moment, and so I hate this kind of labeling, because really, I mean, it doesn't mean any more than saying that somebody else is a Democrat, because I don't even know if either party really stands for what they did at one time.
No, they totally changed.
I would probably be more likely to be a Democrat in years gone by. But to be honest with you, I just don't like either one of them very much anymore.
Well, there's a lot of people who feel the same way you do, so.
I mean, if I had a viable third choice, I'd be there. But none of them seems to have any kind of voice. So, you know, here I sit. But I don't like all the baggage that comes with saying that you're a Republican. And I heard you say some very negative things that kind of hurt at some point, actually. But I know you didn't mean them that way. But not everybody who says they're a Republican stands for anything that Republicans say.
That's true. But you have to admit that when someone says, I'm a conservative Republican, certain expectations come along with that, meaning about issues, for example. Usually, now this is just usually, conservative Republicans don't want gays to marry. They don't want abortion rights. They're for big business and have no problem going to war. You have to admit that, I mean, it may or may not be the case for individual conservative Republicans, but conservative Republicans as a whole get that stigma. Would you agree?
True. And to be honest with you, the Republican Party to which the real platforms, if you want to get, I hate this because, you know, we're all people, and I hate to distill this down to some political platform, but the part about gays not marrying is really not something that is involved in the Republican Party that I remember.
Right, but I'm saying they've gained that stigma.
Yes. Oh, that's because of the very heavy religious right influence.
Right.
And that's really, in the last 15, 20 years, has really tarnished the Republican Party.
I completely agree.
The Republican Party was much more libertarian in its views of things like that. And much more, that's none of our business kind of thing. And this idea, well, we're going to tell you who can and cannot marry, really came from that more recent influence. And that, you know, I totally disagree with that. The idea of mucking up our Constitution with such garbage is just infuriates me. And most Republicans I know, it infuriates them, because they're the same way. You know, you don't mess with the Constitution for anything like that.
Right.
And they're just doing it absolutely positively because they want that vote.
Exactly.
The only reason on earth. But as you can see, being a Republican doesn't mean you're for that. It means this. Keep your hands out of my pocket as much as possible to keep things running the way they should. Stay strong enough so that nobody can come and take what we have away from us. And keep the government as small as it can be, but stay humane and take care of the things that need to be taken care of, and to make us able to live happy, productive lives.
You know what you sound like?
What?
A conservative Democrat.
Well, for all I know at this point, I may be.
Because all the things you just mentioned, and you already said that you were not happy with the way things are right now, but all the things you just mentioned are exactly the opposite of what Bush has been doing in the past 6 years.
I never said that I was a a real big Bush supporter.
I know. You said you started right out by saying you're not happy right now.
I'll be very honest with you. I did not vote for Kerry because I thought. And in the next election, I don't think I'm going to have anybody I can vote for because I don't think there's anybody. I mean, I can't do it again where I just don't vote for the guy that I don't like. I just didn't think we had very good choices. I mean,
I would agree that we didn't have very good choices. But for me, it was voting for the lesser of two evils.
Well, I can appreciate that. Yeah. Here's the only thing I don't like. Absolutely positively, I don't mind. I mean, I have some very good friends that we disagree on certain things, we agree on others, but we have a great time. The main thing I don't like is demonizing and the mean stuff that comes. And I know it's a knee-jerk reaction from having people attack you.
Right.
And then you attack back, and then in the meantime, you have this collateral damage, which is what I feel like. Because I'm not really like that, but I'll get lumped in with it because I just haven't chosen the other side either. I mean,
it's not isolated to one side. Both Democrats and Republicans attack. And,
oh, yeah. You know, yeah, that's fundraising. That's fundraising.
Exactly.
The Democrats are evil. The Republicans are evil. It just depends on what side you're on and how much money you're trying to make at the time. And I think
what the issue of the day is.
Exactly, and which one, right now, it's this marriage garbage that, you know, the world's going to come to an end if gays are allowed to marry. And as far as I'm concerned, the spiritual reasons or the religious reasons for that are separate from our government.
Completely.
And you can, I believe very strongly that if a church does not want to bless a union, that's their business. But the government is supposed to be neutral in those things.
Exactly. And really, religion has nothing to do with the actual legal marriage.
No. And
because
for
basically,
years,
you
for
just
years
go,
in the past.
You go just ahead. Go to the courthouse and get the paper that says you're married. The actual
right.
ceremony is all the religious part.
It's a civil matter. And it had in years gone by, a couple centuries ago, it really was more a civil matter than it was a religious matter.
Right.
And, you know, you'll get an argument out of me because I believe that the state should stay out of their business because tomorrow they may favor a different flavor of religion that say, I don't like.
You know, exactly.
And I don't want them around. I mean, and most church leaders that I have listened to or comment on the subject don't want them doing that because they know very well the government, you know, this government is one thing, and us government might be a different thing. And that's the whole purpose for them not getting involved in that. Because that's personal. There's nothing more personal than your own journey with how you see God and your own existence and all the rest of it. It's just your very personal thing.
Exactly, and the government shouldn't be dictating which religion gets favor over others.
No. I don't think they should be hostile, nor should they be favored.
Exactly. But how do you get them to be that way?
How did what?
How do you get the government to keep their you know, to stay out of the religious part of it?
Well, in our government, you make it known to them that you don't like what they're doing, and you vote them out of office.
That's true.
And if you, unfortunately, here's what happens. You get a group together because you want to do that. They got to get money, so suddenly the letters start flying, and it goes beyond the issue and turns into these are evil, terrible, ogre people, you know. And before you know it, everyone gets lumped in together with them, and you've got a lot of angry people because you know, they're not that way.
Exactly, it's a vicious cycle.
And they'll have no sympathy for your cause, whatever that may be, even though it may be justified, because you're calling them terrible things, and they're not terrible. You know, they're agreeing with you. So I think it's a matter of settling down and actually figuring out in some, you know, get toned down all this crap for a while. I think people are sick of it. I think people are absolutely, positively sick of it. I think that's why it was 50-50 just about
yep.
in the last couple of elections, because I don't think anybody can figure out who they want. I don't think they like either one of them, so they just vote their party and go away.
I would agree with that, but I think this next time around, there are enough people who voted for Bush in 2004 who are even, you know, more upset that they won't vote for the Republican Party again.
Well, you might be right, but to be honest with you, what I see getting lined up for the Republican ticket is going to be so miserable that I don't think I could vote for myself. I mean, there's so many up-and-comers that are already, I mean, we're talking about 6 years away, they're already trying to make a name for themselves. To be honest with you right now, I don't see anybody that has any vision or anybody that is other than the same old thing.
Right.
Or is not just simply looking for himself, looking out for himself, and that almost defines a politician, it seems like. But
I was going to say, that's the same as the Democrats, too.
Well, I mean, they're all engaging in this thing, and they forget that we're here, and there's some real needs, and by the time it gets to them, I mean, it seems like it takes a real egomaniac to get to that point in the first place, to get to be elected. And so by the time you get up there, if you're a decent kind of guy or woman, you just beat out.
Yeah.
And if you succeed, you're some sort of a nut. And that's what I see up there. A lot of people shouting at each other, and they seem to be more. They seem to need a lot of therapy.
I agree.
But
it'll be something to follow the next couple of years. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm gonna move.
You're going to move? Where are you going to move to?
Canada? I don't know. Somewhere very, very far away.
Yeah. I'll be going to Canada.
Well, they probably won't take you.
I know, because they have too many things you have to pass to be able to get into Canada.
Well, besides that, there's too many people that are running up there at the moment, I think. After the last election, I think a lot of people actually did go.
I know.
It was a joke, but they actually did go.
I think you're right. Well, listen, this is running about 30 minutes, so we should probably end this call.
Okay.
But maybe we can connect again and chat some more. Would you like that?
Sure.
Cool.
As long as I listen to this and don't feel like I made an idiot of myself.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I don't think so at all. And this will be on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Cool. Well, David, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Enjoyed it.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was our Skype conversation with David, one of the listeners, and that was really good. He really had me engaged in conversation there. So thank you, David, and we'll have to do that again sometime. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.